Professor Ade, good morning and thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning. Great. Now that parents are paying so high to get their children, when I finish, will you send me some 10,000?
God is still in a miracle working business.
But not in this type.
Exactly. But you know, Prof, this expose, and we are glad that you've made time to join us, you know, suggests that exam malpractice is no longer about, you know, the paper leakage that we had concerns about, but has now been institutionalized even in the examination hall. Now, from your experience, Prof, what does this say about the state of values and leadership within our educational system?
Can you give me 5 minutes to talk?
You have 5 minutes, Prof. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm timing myself. First of all, let me tell you where I'm coming from.
Okay.
I'm involved currently in education from KG1 to PhD level from my village. So where we have KG1 to Wasi, and then in Accra, Ghana Christian follows both the Cambridge and the Wasi levels. I'm also the chairman of Accra College of Medicine, and of course, a professor emeritus at Ashanti University. So I know the system very well. What we are seeing as a mission or practices is actually started a long time ago. Since 11 years, Ghana Christian International High School in Accra does not use BECE as entrance requirement because we don't trust them. I must say that WAEC has been trying to catch up, but it's a catch-up game. It seems the things are entrenched and they are always, the things happen before they try, for example, deploying monitoring teams. Some of them have also been corrupted. Arrest and prosecution of only a few, not adequately. Cancellation of results. So they are trying, but they are much, much against the tide. Let me say, what is happening, as you mentioned, is a reflection of the moral degradation or degeneration in our society. When you see politicians openly bribing their way, giving 200, 300 in the open to everybody else. When we see Galamsey, people saying that we would, so long as we get money, even if we poison the whole nation, we don't care. Corruption in the public sector, the decadence in the homes, because it's parents who are sponsoring this. What forms, of course, do they take? They are impersonation, mobile phone use, collusion among invigilators, supervisors and teachers, collaborating with candidates to facilitate cheating, leaking of examination materials, etc. Now the question is why? There is a lot of now, in our society, a pressure to perform, and irrespective of how you do it, so people are now having a lot of mansions they cannot explain, cars they don't, their income doesn't support, and every that is going down to the school to say that once you achieve, irrespective of what you are, society will recognize you. Then there's a very big problem, which the World Bank in 2016 called it schooling without learning.
Okay.
Our primary schools in the public sector, practically, the children go through school totally illiterate. While if you go to a place like Togo, by the second year in primary school, every child is literate. And that has, if it's not addressed, these people therefore go through and they have to have a way of getting some certificate anyway, because when you get it. And because of that, the children have, most of them have very poor steady habits because they don't prepare. When it comes there, all that my mother has to do is to pay 60. I know of one village whereby it's norm. every student pays 60 CDs. And I asked, why 60 CDs? Apparently, there are six people involved. The police, the headmaster, the vigilator, something. There are about six of them. So each one of them is to get 10 CDs from the students.
Really?
Let me land by saying, there's also, of course, inadequate preparation. Maybe very soon we have to deploy the soldiers into the classrooms. I'm kidding. But when the supervisors are themselves corrupt, and this corruption, bribery, collusion among other nation officials is so rampant. But the bottom line of society is a society losing its values, vanishing integrity, because success is all important, irrespective of how you get it, and you don't have to sweat for it. Mm. At this moment, our political office even is for the highest bidder. So why not BUC and WAEC? Okay. And we have to take serious measures. But I'll pause here for you to, before I tell you some of the things you must do to go forward.
Exactly. I mean, I'll come back to you shortly. Let me also say that we've been joined by the head of public affairs of the West African Examination Council, WAEC, John Kapi. John, thank you very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Now, you as WAEC, you deploy these invigilators. The expose has shown invigilators aiding students to cheat in the very examination you send them to supervise. What is your reaction to this?
Thank you very much, and my regards to all the other panelists. First of all, it's important for us to place certain issues in perspective. The issue of invigilation and supervision, it's supposed to be the role of the Ghana Education Service. This has been the arrangement between us and them. And so when it comes to selection of invigilators and supervisors, apart from the private schools where we have a hand in doing this, all these others are selected by personnel of the Ghana Education Service. That is why most of the time when this issue occurs, apart from the fact that there are some who may be of criminal nature which report to the police, all other infractions are reported to the Ghana Education Service for punitive action to be taken. On our part, the action that we take is simply to ensure that we ask them to step aside so that they do not have any further role in any of our activities.
Okay. But John, as an institution, are you not concerned that the very exams that you set, students expected to write these, cheat the system?
Absolutely. This is concerning. We, at the beginning of this year, held stakeholder engagements across the country with a view to bringing people up to speed on this menace, which is affecting our assessment regime, and then also asking for their support in order that we would be able to nip this in the bud. We have also had meetings with the Ghana Education Service because we made them a part of the stakeholder engagement. Just so that, because as WAEC alone, we know very well that we cannot solve this problem. We would need all of these people to come on board in order that we solve the problem going forward.
Now, let's look at the source of the problem, because the economist and Professor Adair as one would tell you that a problem well-defined is half-solved. What do you think contributes to this cheating in examination?
Well, as a council, we have not done any study into this. But if I may share a personal opinion.
Please do.
One is pure selfishness on the part of the people who engage in this, because the reports that we receive indicate that they charge various sums of money from the candidates in order to provide assistance to them in the examination. Besides that, I think also that our ethics are gradually fading away, especially as far as the teaching profession is concerned. Because as a teacher, you also would assess your children in the classroom. It could be an oral assessment, it could be a written test. And, you know, it could also be group work that you give them just by way of wanting to know whether what you've taught has made a desired impact. Now, so if we have a situation where, you know, teachers who after teaching the candidates for 3 years, are told to watch over them for an hour or two or three to write an examination to give an account of all the work that has been done for the 3 years, would go, you know, out of their way to want to assist them, then it gives a certain indication of inadequacy on the part of the people who prepare these candidates for the examinations.
Great. Now, before I bring in Professor Ade, you know, the question of integrity. Now, John, how would you react if I say there's no integrity when it comes to the WAEC organized exam based on what we are seeing? And so one who shows me a grade and says, I sat the BEC, I sat the WASI, I say, where is your integrity?
Well, this is a very debatable statement, because obviously it's not one size fits all. We cannot put them all in the same basket and describe them as one. We have institutions where the heads of school would always send us reports about their own candidates and whatever they've been engaged in. Mm. We have other areas also that you go to and you find a very serene atmosphere where the authorities are doing what they have to do and the candidates are complying with the rules of the examination. So it will not be, for me, appropriate to describe all of them as lacking integrity. We have a number of them who can defend the grades that they have obtained.
Well, Professor Ade just told us that for his Christian high school, you have to sit an exam. They don't use the BEC. He doesn't trust it.
Well, that is his decision, and I believe there are a few others who do the same as he's doing. We cannot fault him because he wants a certain standard.
Are you not concerned that the standard that he wants cannot be found in the BEC?
It is not so much about us being concerned, but like I said earlier, yes, there could be some people who have obtained grades that they don't deserve. There's no question about that. But then if we also look at generally at the performance, there are also others who have done independent work and who deserve the grades that they have received. So if on his part he decides that, well, I think I want to conduct an examination in order to get the best from my school, because I want to maintain those standards, I cannot say it's a personal decision of his.
Let me bring in Professor Ade. Please hold on for me. But Professor Ade, before you go on to the recommendations, there's something I just want to get your thoughts on. How the politicization of examination performance itself aids in cheating. Does it play a role?
You mean politicization?
As in the performance. So in the past, you've seen, for instance, politicians even indicating they pass this percentage of pass, that percentage of pass. Yes. How does that help in cheating?
Well, that actually gives an umbrella. For example, as you have just said, the previous government, for example, I supported 100% the free SHS despite implementation difficulties, but they were tooting the fact that results have been better and the rest. So they use it against each other or in support of their views. And that makes it very difficult for them to wield the stake at the highest level, because as President Truman says, the buck stops with me. So what is happening today, it stops at the door of Mahama Akufo-Addo.
Okay.
So I agree with you that it has the souring of the whole national ethos and values and integrity, transparency and accountability being thrown out gives the ambience or the environment on which this is happening. And I will agree with you perfectly, because those who have to oversee the cleaning up themselves would like to use the published results as indication of their political success.
Mm. So, Prof, how do we deal with this?
Well, there are various levels, so I should distinguish what can be, as the WAEC person is saying, it's some of them are beyond them. There are some within their remit, there are some which is the GES, and some which is the political. Let me talk about YX.
Okay.
Because DS is much easier to do. In this day and age, all questions for every individual student can be personalized.
Mm.
In other words, for example, even my is in a micro's way, when you come to Ghana Christian International High School at near Dodowa, every student doesn't get the same, but we have synchronized that the difficulty of the questions are the same, in the sense that, but very, because you can generate it. Once you set one major one, you can replicate it, so that in a package of hours, they do it on the computer straight away anyway. But for, even if you want to go to Shiromwasi, where nobody will have an access to computer, you have the 100 questions in the pack for chemistry. Each one of them is different and packaged. So there are, at this moment, we have the tools to be able to do so. Again, the idea of the invigilators coming from the GES, I think that we must stop it. Let YEC recruit its own invigilators, and they are deployed only at the last minute. Why? Because you wouldn't know whether you are going to Kumasi or you go to Brahana Babune. So that will be different. So in the YX side, and since the time will not allow us, I can go through a lot more that YX can do. But that is the end. On the Ghana Education Service,
okay.
You know, when I say it, often the teachers want to kill me, but I will say it, they kill me physically. The wickedness of the system whereby the teachers are not teaching, especially at the basic level, so that the children don't have the competencies. But then he has been in school for all these. We just opened a primary school in my village as part of our school system there. And last year, we decided to admit everybody who applied according to your grade in the public school and then the private schools there. In few cases, we have to send the children 2 stages back. It's not the fault of the child.
Okay.
Every child properly taught by the age of 7 will be literate. Mm-hmm. So that's why we should tackle it. I mean, I said that I thank God it's just by grace of what I've learned, and therefore my grandchildren are benefiting from it. Every grandchild of mine by 7 is literate, and from that time, even yes, homework is not supervised. Why? Because they can do it within less than half the time. Okay. So we must go back to the basics and make sure, and it's doable. And some of us are putting where our mouth is. I've developed some system with my wife who just passed away 8 weeks ago. So, and we are going to engage Ghana Education Service. We will share our methods for free. And it requires only 6 months for every 5 to 7 year old child to be literate.
Mm.
And this must be addressed. If we don't get our children out of schooling without learning, as the World Bank in 2016 mentioned it, when they get there, they don't want to go at the end of 9 years, 12 years, and say that they got nothing. They will use hook or crook. Again, this is the time for us to discipline not only the teachers and the regulators, but parents whose children are caught because the money, the phones were provided by them. In fact, we are in the midst of WASI. And last week, we suspended 37 students, not for examination or practice, because they say that they are in the final year, they were disobedient to rules. And imagine, most of them are from Accra, going to Dodoba. We send them all home, and their parents have to drive them every morning from Accra to go to their center in Dodoba to go and do the examination.
Okay.
And we must look at who are going to be responsible for that. And we must punish the teachers, the vigilators, who are caught severely. Because apart from the moral decadence we are inculcating in the children, this is really serious offense. 30 days imprisonment and other things. Let them parliament pass a law. If you aid and you are caught, you are in for 5 years.
Okay.
And people will start learning sense whether they should go and get 1,000 cedis and risk imprisonment for 6 months. So it's a bigger one, but at the end of the day, we must tackle the level of lack of integrity in our national culture.
Okay.
Because if we don't do it, we are just... My final point, and here I am very, very biased. I'm a Christian, I love Jesus Christ, and I think that we must bring in the churches again to manage. GES has proven itself that it is becoming a big elephant, not able to turn fast. Let the schools be given back to the school churches in managing it, not say national funding, but as soon as organizations become centralized too much, you have trouble.
Okay.
There was a Catholic priest who told me, in Obuasi, he told a teacher who was misbehaving, don't come to school and that. And he says, why do you do that? He says, Father, you can do nothing to me. You can report me to GES. Nothing will happen. When we have a system like that, even angels will be corrupted, as Satan was.
Prof, thank you. Let me just bring in John Kapi. So, John, you've heard Prof talking about what you should do as WAEC. You agree?
Well, yes, we have received suggestions of this nature. In fact, we have started with some level of randomization of the questions that we send out, especially with the objective test. We are working to ensure that we'll also be able to, introduce the same randomization for the written papers, the essay tests. The issue is about technology, investing in technology. We wouldn't want to ride on the back of lack of funds and make excuses, no. We are making every effort to ensure that we get some more, digital machines that will enable us to come out with that kind of test, as Prof has said. So these are things that we have talked about. When it comes to invigilation and supervision, yes, we have thought about this, but of course, again, we do not take these decisions alone. We need to have the buy-in of the Ghana Education Service. Now, if you are engaging private people, like Prof said, where you can move them around at will, just so that they don't get you to one place and get corrupted, it will call for further funds and all of that. And as a council, our major source of funds is through examination fees. And so if we are allowed to charge reasonable fees, reasonable in quotes, we should be able to get funds to be able to, do all of this in order that from our part, we will be able to bring some sanity in the course of the examination process.
John Kapi, thank you very, very much. John Kapi is Head of Public Affairs at WAEC, and thank you very much, Professor Stephen Adey, who's a professor, emeritus professor at Ashesi University and an educationist.